Yes, I think there's a good future here in Hoyk for knitwear and textiles. They've had their challenges over the years, and only recently we've saw a factory closure and the possibility of another one. But we must overcome these challenges. There's much that can be done. We've got a strong brand here in Hoyk, and we've got a very highly skilled workforce that I think is second to none in producing real high-quality garments.
Absolutely, and well, as you mentioned there, the times we hear about the firms here are when they're in trouble, but I guess by the same token there must be a lot of success stories here.
There is a lot of success stories, and you just need to see the customer bases within these factories.
It's always a tractor on the borders, isn't it? I'll go again, but yeah, no, obviously, well, there are firms that are struggling, that at the same time there must be ones that are doing very well.
Yeah, there's a lot of factories still holding their own and some doing better than that in Hoyk, and I think that's because of the customer base they have and the market they're into, but more so because they have such a great workforce that are dedicated. That's one thing we really do pride ourselves in Hoyk, is quality.
Absolutely, and well, I mean, what kind of challenges are these firms facing from overseas and such like when they're looking to the future?
The challenges are constant, to be honest. Raw material prices will be one. Competitors trying to get in there with much cheaper prices. But all in all, in Hoyk, I think we get a lot of repeat business from a lot of good clients throughout the world.
Yeah, do you think that the Hoyk name still has that kind of value across the world?
The Hoyk name's very strong, it really is, and that's why we have still got factories in Hoyk that are producing good quality knitwear. The brand is there, it's strong, and it's holding up well.
And, you yourself, you've spent a long time, how many years did you spend working at Pringle?
I was in Pringle of Scotland for 20 years, and I was in Hoyk Knitwear before it closed. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Working in these factories, you become part of a family. You really all stick together, and it's heartbreaking when there is bad news in the industry, because you know everybody that's affected by it, and you know when they go home at night what they're going to be talking about, how unsafe their future seems to be. But all in all, we have some great factories in Hoyk, and some really famous customers.